The main concern is that the Navy made a decision last year in 2015 to bring thousands of Marines to Guam. They made that decision knowing full well that those Marines would need to be trained somewhere, and that the place that they need to be trained, according to the Navy, is on the islands of Tinian and Pagan in Northern Marianas. The Navy never did any public examination of the environmental impacts of the massive live fire training that they want to do on these two islands, and they never looked at alternative locations where they could station and train Marines, meeting our national security needs, but causing far less environmental and devastation to local communities.
So what is it you'd like to see happen here?
Well, under the American law, under the National Environmental Policy Act, when any agency of our federal government decides to undertake a project, before they do that, they need to look before they leap. They need to do a thorough examination of the environmental impacts of the entire project, and they need to look at alternate ways where they could meet their mission, causing less damage. And the Navy failed to do that. So we've challenged their decision to bring the Marines to Guam and the inevitable training that will ensue, and they need to go back to square one and do the environmental analysis the law requires before they make that decision.
Would you be getting a lot of support from Guamans for this? Because you get the impression that certainly the Chamber of Commerce is dead keen on getting the extra business, and a lot of the people in Guam are pretty patriotic and they're happy to get the extra money from the extra Marines. Are you sure that you'd be backed up by the majority of the people on this?
Well, as you're likely aware, Guam is a territory of the United States. The Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas, which is where our clients reside, are going to be on the receiving end of the destructive training that the Navy is proposing. And the people of the Northern Marianas are quite patriotic as well. They enlist in our military at far higher rates of per capita than other parts of the United States. So it's not a question of patriotism. It's a question of whether they're being asked to bear a disproportionate amount of the damage here of the training, and whether our military has followed the American laws and looked at all of the impacts of what they're proposing, been honest with the people of the Northern Marianas and the rest of the public, and done a thorough examination of other ways they could accomplish their national security mission without devastating two islands.
Are there realistic alternatives to using these islands? Because it's a lot of Marines, and they need a lot of land for training, and they need to make things go bang during training to make it effective. They've got to do it somewhere.
Oh, well, they do. And in 2010, when the Navy first indicated that it was going to move thousands of Marines to Guam, it said that the only training that they would need to do in the Northern Marianas was very, very low levels of basically target practice with bullets. Now they're talking about 2,000-pound bombs being dropped on Pagan, naval vessels offshore shelling the island. On both Tinian and Pagan, they're talking about using rockets and artillery and mortars and really just blasting the two places apart. It's true that they need to do training, but when they sold this idea to the people of the Marianas, they said they were going to do very little training, and now they're talking about a lot of training. And under the law, they need to look at alternate locations for doing that.
In Guam and CNMI, the U.S. military is tremendously influential. What realistically are your chances of success with this?
We've had a lot of success at Earth Justice in holding our military to account. One of the things that makes me very proud to be an American is that citizens can take their military to court and make them follow the law. So just last year, I won a case against the U.S. Navy for training and testing around Hawaii and Southern California, where they were failing to comply with a number of U.S. laws, including the law at issue in this case, the National Environmental Policy Act. So I'm quite confident that our courts are capable of evaluating the Navy's behavior here and finding it illegal.